For the first time in two decades, a Democrat has assumed the highest elective office in Nevada now that Steve Sisolak has been sworn into office. As KUNR's Paul Boger reports, during his first speech as governor, Sisolak promised to improve schools, health care, and create jobs. But most importantly, he also promised to build upon the foundation of his predecessor, Republican Brian Sandoval.
I, Steve Sisolak,
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Despite gray skies, sharp winds, and the remnants of an overnight snowstorm, hundreds of supporters, lawmakers, state officials, and former governors gathered to watch Nevada Supreme Court Chief Justice James Hardesty administer the oath of office to former Clark County Commissioner and incoming Governor Steve Sisolak.
And that I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty to the same.
Sisolak, who will now serve as the state's 30th governor, is the first Democrat to hold the position since the 90s. And while political and partisan tensions ran high during last year's election, Governor Sisolak used his inaugural address to remind voters that he looks to serve the entire state, regardless of party. To do that, he says he'll follow the example of the state's outgoing leader, Republican Brian Sandoval.
I take my job very seriously, to fight for kids, educators, for every Nevadan, not just rural or urban, not just Democrat or Republican, all of us.
While Sisolak praised his predecessor's leadership, he also acknowledged that the state needs to improve on key areas, most specifically, education. Nevada's public school system has struggled to see gains in national rankings, and while improvements have been made over the past 8 years, the incoming governor says more needs to be done.
First things first, we've got to get our education system back on track, because we know that's the bedrock of a thriving economy and the pathway to a better life for our families. We have so much to offer out-of-state business, but we can't expect talented workers to stay here if we can't guarantee their kids a quality education.
The Democrat also highlighted the need to improve the state's healthcare system, a topic that was a major contributing factor to Democrats' wins up and down the ticket in Nevada's 2018 general election.
I am committed to cracking down on the rising cost of prescription drugs, blocking any effort to roll back protections for pre-existing conditions, protecting access to women's health care, and defending a woman's right to make her own medical decisions. Healthcare isn't political, it's personal. We have to do better.
Sisolak spoke for a little over 15 minutes to an audience made up of mostly Democrats, like State Senator Julia Ratty of Sparks. She says the governor's remarks set an agenda that's in line with the will of the voters.
Well, I'm very excited that the top priorities are education, jobs, and health care. When I was out talking to voters as I was running for my reelection, that is the top priority of most of the people that I talk to in Nevada. So I think that he's right on track, and we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that we are making progress in those three areas.
Overall, Sisolak has earned a reputation as a moderate Democrat, one who may be willing to at least work with the GOP. Assembly Minority Leader Jim Wheeler of Minden says he's encouraged by Sisolak's priorities, but remains cautiously optimistic.
I think Democrats and Republicans all want the same thing. It's how we get there that we differ on. We hope to be able to not move the state hard left. This is a very independent state, a very libertarian type state, and I'd like to, you know, obviously keep that going.
Ultimately, though, Sisolak has yet to unveil many of the specifics of his plans. Those will likely be tackled during his next major address, the State of the State, next week. Paul Boger, KUNR News.